Perfect wine pairing on Stray FM with Ake and Humphreys.
So, with Steph Moon's great satay prawn dish, there are plenty of equally great wines that you could choose to pair with it here. The overriding characters we are looking to match are the dish's key ingredients, the prawn, to which the wine would ideally be complementary, and the Asian cuisine influence of the dish, again, which we are looking to complement, and the satay, which, as this will be deliciously rich, will call for some contrast. I'd be thinking dry, aromatic but fruity white wines, or alternatively, a rosé with similar characters. Popular styles such as Sauvignon Blanc from the New World do tick all the right boxes here broadly, so there's no harm in pairing this dish with your favourite Marlborough. However, there are a couple of other styles that I think can lift things to an even better match. Firstly, a New World Chardonnay that's not too oaky really works because you get a slightly more generous, almost tropical fruitiness that helps to keep any spicy notes in check. You also get the dryness you need to contrast the satay's natural sweetness. Our Devil's Corner Chardonnay from Tasmania at $8.99 would work great here, but for me, the perfect wine pairing for Steph's satay prawn dish is also a great summery aperitif. I'd be after a Provence-style Southern French rosé on this occasion. Here you get a delicate note of red summer fruit that both complements the prawn and contrasts the satay, plus that all-important dry refreshing note to leave the palate feeling cleansed and craving more. Our Sanso Rosé by Domaine Olive at only $8.99 would give just this kind of delight.
Perfect wine pairing on Stray FM with Ake and Humphreys. Wine know-how, simply shared on Leeds Road, Harrogate and School Lane, Collingham.